Romans 15:13 tells us because of our trust in God, we can face the world with confident hope.
The gospel is the power of God for salvation.
But we must have fidelity to Christ and to the Word.
The world is going to whirl, but we will contend.
God, thank you for today. Thank you for your provision.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
Well, welcome everybody to The Awakening, but this is a special edition of The Awakening for a couple of reasons. One is we are now in Share-a-thon. And look, I get excited about giving, and I hope you all are too, because God is the giver. And I think we give, we really draw close to Him. But there's another reason why this is an exciting program, because I've got my brother from another mother who is with me today. Fred Jackson, Jackson and Jackson, brother, it's an unbeatable combination. I'm so glad to have you sitting here with me today.
Absolutely. We were joking before we went on the air. It's either a great radio program or a legal firm.
Right.
And you are the senior partner.
Okay. Well, listen, I think we're equal partners in this because, look, we both have, Fred, a real passion for what we do, a real passion for what this what this network gives to our country and to our listeners. And I tell you, you know, we say this, thank God, you know, we're not on the air every day asking people for money and asking people for help. When we do come to Share-a-thon, we remind our listeners that we really do provide something unique.
Oh, it is.
But with each passing day, it becomes more and more clear just how important this network is as you see the news just fill with lies and deception.
Absolutely. You know, I get blessed during Share-a-thon, and it's not just the financial blessing that you, the listener, give us. I get blessed by your testimony, folks, and I want to talk to our listeners who have called in and given their testimony about what American Family Radio means to them. And we get our president, Tim Wildman, every now and then we'll read a letter from a listener, how they turned on the radio at just the right time, and they got a message of hope. They heard the gospel, and they accepted Christ as their personal Savior. They tune in, and they get information, and I get this all the time, Bishop Jackson. I never knew this until I listened to American Family Radio. That's what listeners tell me. I didn't hear the other side of the story. I didn't hear the pro-life perspective on what's going on in Washington, D.C. I didn't hear the truth as opposed to what a politician is saying about a particular item. I didn't get encouragement until I listened to American Family Radio. You know, our theme this time is confident hope, which is built on Romans 15:13, confident hope. And you were just talking about the turmoil that's going on in this country right now. We need hope.
Amen.
But we know our hope is not in Washington, D.C. or in the state capitol or in your city hall. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. I love the verse. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And in the midst of this chaos that's going on, it's spiritual warfare. I know you talk about this all the time. I listen to your program. We're in the midst of spiritual warfare, but we know who wins.
Amen.
We know who wins.
And that makes all the difference in the world, Fred. And look, we want to give you, our listeners, an opportunity to join in this. I said at the outset, I get excited about giving. My wife and I give to this network. And we've said, even if I were not a talk show host here, and I hope I can continue to do this, but even if I weren't, I believe so passionately in what we do that we would give anyway. So we get excited at this time because, I mean, we are partners with the network, and we give, you know, we're monthly partners, because I always say, I don't believe in asking people to do what I won't do. So we want to give you folks a chance to get in on helping a network. And you mentioned encouragement. I hear that a lot too. I was so down. I was so disheartened. I mean, I was just ready to give up. And not only our program, but American Family Radio. Man, I started listening, and I just got encouraged. I just felt like, you know, but I'm ready to fight on. I'm ready to stand up. I'm ready to keep at it. And so, folks, if you want to give, this is the, we're calling it the
Lunch Bag Special.
The Lunch Bag Special. The Lunch Bag Special. That means, folks, every dollar you give will be matched by $100.
Wow.
That means your giving is magnified by our generous donors. Pledge at 877-616-2396. You can give there, or you can go to AFR.net, AFR.net, and give there. And we would encourage, now this is if they sign up for the monthly, to be a monthly partner, right? To give on a regular monthly basis.
Absolutely. A monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive the hilarious highlights, Volume 7 CD, plus the American Family Coffee 8 ounce of Trust Blueberry Cobbler. Now I like blueberry cobbler with the Cool Whip on top, but this is a coffee with that taste. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, receive the hilarious highlights volume of Trivia Friday. So one-time gift of $150 or more, you get the CD, Trivia Friday. But if you make it a monthly gift of $30 or more, you get that CD plus that 8 ounce bag of coffee. Opportunity is great. You get $100 added on to whatever you're going to pledge over the next 45 minutes or so. So, you know, a lot of people, Bishop Jackson, say, well, I'll just wait till tomorrow. Share-a-thon's 3 days. I may wait till the next day. Well, you may get busy over the next couple of days. So there's no opportunity like right now. Plus that $100 added on to whatever you pledge. So 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Bishop Jackson, folks, love your show. You have a loyal audience. I know you have the call in on a regular basis, and I hear those callers, and they are just blessed. They have questions. They have comments to make. You engage a lot of people. So I know your audience is engaged in American Family Radio. 877-616-2396. You know, we've been talking about the testimonies, and Randy, our producer, if you can get a testimony ready, I just love this part of Share-a-Thon when you tell us why American Family Radio is so important to you.
My name is Lori Lee, and I am from Oklahoma. I spend a good part of my day in the car because of my job, and so often I have little time to do anything else but ride around in my car. I really appreciate that American Family Radio is about reporting the truth, regardless of whether or not it's the Democrats or the Republicans. That they are about the truth and about lifting up God's truth and God's word. I'm so thankful for this radio station.
Amen. There you have it.
Amen. Amen. And you know, look, this is not a competition, but I'm a little bit of a competitive person. And I want to tell my audience, look, this is the awakening hour, and we really want to make our presence felt. We want our audience to let AFR know how much you appreciate our program. We know you love the network, and I do too. I mean, I listen, and I love our personalities on this network, and I love listening to it. But folks, this is the hour, zero hour for us. Mm-hmm. So we want you to get in there and show, listen, whatever you do, keep the awakening on. So, but seriously, folks, every moment, every hour counts, because again, we don't spend time begging people for money.
No,
we really don't. I mean, we do this twice a year for 3 days,
6 days out of 365 days of the year.
That's amazing. That's mm-hmm. amazing, because we really do. We're a network that trusts God, mm-hmm. but we want to give our listeners an opportunity to do what we really believe God has called them to do as well.
Amen.
Hi, this is Ray Comfort. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel overwhelmed with the direction this nation is taking. Darkness seems to be covering the whole nation. Adultery, fornication, blasphemy, homosexuality, pornography seems to be flooding this nation. And sometimes I can feel overwhelmed, and I know I'm not alone. I think of Elijah He was the only one left, and God said there are 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. Or Lot, he said he was vexed with the filthy lifestyle of the wicked. But we need not feel alone, because God has given us as Christians a wonderful voice in American Family Radio, a very powerful voice. So can I ask that you support American Family Radio financially, prayerfully, but whatever you do, support them, because we need this voice. It's a burning and shining light in this nation.
My name is Farouk and live in Houston, Texas. I'm from Persian, Iran. We love AFR, Sandy, Mrs. Sandy Rios, beautiful. And all the program, we just listen and we just want to say we love you. And we really apologize that some problem from other countries, but we love President Trump. We love you all. God bless you. We don't listen to fake news. We never fake news. We recommend everybody, all Iranian people, never listen to the fake news. Thank you very much and God bless.
Romans 15:13 tells us because of our trust in God, we can face the world with confident hope. It's Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio. So I can face my giants with
confidence. Well, no fake news here.
No, okay? That's right.
No fake news here.
No.
You're going to get the real deal. I like to say the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that I'm so godly proud of, Fred, that our network operates with integrity. We don't traffic in stupid conspiracy theories. We don't get all off the beaten track and go all. We stick with the Word of God. We stick with the facts and truth. I mean, for example, the situation happening right now in Minnesota.
Mm.
The first thing I said to the audience is, wait for the facts.
Yes.
Wait for the facts, because you know the press spins things out of control. You get a little snippet of a video here or there, and before you know it, everybody's jumped to conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing is this is a very complex situation.
Mm-hmm.
And here again, the left has an agenda rather than the truth, rather than due process, rather than waiting for the facts. Let's rush to judgment, because then we can satisfy the mob that we're doing what they want us to do, that we can satisfy, frankly, the bloodlust, you know.
Yeah.
Riots and looting and all this stuff. And we don't really even yet know the full story of what happened. We're getting bits and pieces of it, but this is a network where we don't do that.
No.
You know, we try to look at things from a godly perspective, and we don't try to make these prejudgments, but you know, the Bible says you shall know the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth shall make you free.
Yeah.
And so we know that as long as we're trying to get the truth out there, mm-hmm. we're helping people as opposed to trying to indoctrinate people and manipulate people and do all the stuff that we know happens, sadly, in the mainstream media today. Folks, this is Share-a-thon. You have an opportunity to help us to continue doing what we are doing. And we've got a lunch bag special today, $100 add-on. Mm-hmm. If you make a commitment to a $30 monthly recurring contribution to us, you'll get that. And we've got some other things that we're providing as well, right, Fred?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have a lot of fans to Trivia Friday. That's one kind of hour and a half every week that we kind of take a break
right.
from the hard news. You know, I'm the news director here, and it's nice to have a break every
yes,
now and then.
It is.
And Trivia Friday provides that. So for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the latest CD of Trivia Friday, the highlights of Trivia Friday. Now, if you make that a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll not only get the CD, but you'll also get that 8-ounce bag of Trust Blueberry Cobbler Coffee.
Oh, man.
How many people like coffee? Come on. So that's a great deal today. You just mentioned, whatever you pledge, folks, another $100 is going to be added on. So the number to call right now, 877-616-3680. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Now, I'm looking out at our call center here, and there are people available. They've already had their lunch. They need to work off that lunch. Mm-hmm. So now is the time to do it. 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. You will see the Share-a-thon box there, and you can make your pledge online. So do that right now, folks. It's a great opportunity. Do not wait for tomorrow. Do not wait for the next day. Do that right now. 877-616-2396.
You know, Fred, we have people come from all over the country to volunteer to help us.
I know.
And, you know, it is wonderful to look out there and see them. Sometimes I see them talking to each other. And we don't want them talking to each other, folks. We want them talking to you, to you.
Exactly.
So give us a call, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net, of course. Also, you can make your contribution online there. You know, we were talking about freedom of speech earlier and the fact that we believe in promoting truth as we know it. And I've even, from time to time, I've gone on. One caller called me and said, you know, you said this, and that wasn't quite accurate. And I went back and did the research and found out technically the caller was correct. I was correct on the substance, because I looked at the substance of it. It was about the Shawnee University, whether they fired this professor. Well, they really did kind of fire him. They said, if you don't use the right pronouns, you are going to be fired. Mm-hmm. Well, he sued. Mm-hmm. So they never quite got him fired because he said he wasn't going to do it. So the caller said, but they didn't fire him. And I came back, I said, you know what? Technically, he's correct. Mm. They didn't fire him. Mm. Because, you know, I could have, you know, argued, well, no, he that. But the truth matters. I said, now, substantively, that's what they were trying to do, you know?
Yes.
So we're never going to put information out there without believing this is an accurate reflection of what actually happened. And we just had a situation where in, I believe it's in Brooklyn Center,
yes.
Where the city manager said, you know, about this police officer should get due process.
Listen, it's very sad, the death of this 20-year-old Dwante Wright.
Sure, absolutely.
Here's what we know. Here are the facts that what we know. Pulled over by police officers. And they find out there's an outstanding warrant for his arrest. He had apparently had fled from police before.
For an illegal firearm.
Exactly. So they pull him over. They realize he's got an outstanding warrant on him. And so he gets out of the vehicle. They go to put the cuffs on him. And then he wrestles away, gets back into the driver's seat of the car. At that point, a veteran police officer, there were three police officers responding to this incident. A veteran police officer goes, and it's a female police officer. She says, I'm going to taser you. And I'm paraphrasing here, taser. She, instead of drawing her taser, she draws her firearm and shoots once. At this point, the police chief there in Brooklyn Center is saying it looks accidental. By calling out taser, indicated her intention.
Right.
But she did not. And the young man died. So that's the situation as we know it right now. Now, what happened, the governor of Minnesota right away equated it to the George Floyd case.
Yeah.
All right. Race was brought into this right away. By the way, one of the police officers was a black police officer who was attending this. So they right away, the governor and then the mayor of Brooklyn Center, Mayor Mike Elliott, who is also African-American, he gets out and raises the temperature of this story. Once again, we're going to have justice in all of this. Now, his city manager, Kurt Boagne, I believe his name is, he said, wait a minute, in this city, we practice due process. We want to get all the facts first, and then we'll decide what we're going to do with this police officer, what's going to be the outcome of this. And for saying we want to wait for due process, the mayor fired him last night. And the mayor not only did that, they had a special city council meeting last night in Brooklyn Center, and the mayor took complete control of the police department. So there's a lot going on in this. It's a tragic event. No one is denying this. But can you not step back for a moment and say it is possible this was, at least admit it's possible it was accidental, that she did not mean to fire her weapon on this? There's probably going to be consequences for her in this incident. I mean, you know, people are saying, well, usually the taser is on one side, the gun is on the other. We don't know all the facts yet, but let's just wait. Let's get her testimony in all of this, the testimony of the other two police officers who were on hand. But you have public officials, Bishop Jackson, that are not waiting for this. They're equating it to the George Floyd incident. And it's almost they want, and they're getting it, because there's been two nights now of looting, going in and stealing stores, destroying businesses, which usually ends up hurting the people that allegedly all of this is supposed to help.
Yeah, the governor was the first, as I recall, to inflame the situation, because he not only equated it to the George Floyd incident, but he implied that it's another in the long list of hunting down black men. I mean, kind of like they're out to get black men, and here's another instance of that. And you know, the other sad part about this, and what the city manager had to say, is these police officers are dying regularly. I think we just had two or three shot just in the past few days. Mm-hmm. I think a couple dead within the last week or two, including that Capitol police officer. No fanfare about that. No. That's just kind of expected. That just kind of goes with the territory. These folks are laying their lives on the line every single day. And you and I both know this guy had a warrant, and our audience knows, a warrant for his arrest for a firearm. Mm-hmm. He resists arrest. And I'm not saying he deserved to die, but he resisted arrest and went to get back into his car. And I always put myself in that situation. I'm a police officer. I'm arresting a guy who has got a warrant out for the use of a firearm. He breaks away from me when I'm trying to arrest him and goes into his car. I've got a split second to make a decision about what he's intending because he may have a firearm in his car. And anybody who knows anything about firearms, it's a split second, Fred, split second. Mm. And so, you know, we feel terrible that this young man has passed away. But I've been saying this repeatedly for our audience and saying, share this with other people. Tell these young people, cooperate with the police. You can't fight cops and expect things to go well because this is a situation that apparently went tragically wrong. But if you had cooperated, it wouldn't have gone tragically wrong because she wouldn't have been put in that situation. And if you saw the video, she wasn't just saying taser, taser calmly. She was clearly, it was an adrenaline pump situation because he had broken away and was struggling with the police officers to get free from them. And she pulls out and says, taser, 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 taser. So she's clearly intending to tase him to get him under control. And tragically, it ends in the loss of life. But where else are you going to get the full exposition that you've just given us and then an explanation that sees the difficulty and the complexity of the situation rather than just demagoguing it? Frankly, Fred, this is one of the few places where you're going to get that.
It is. You know, Bishop Jackson, I've been in the news business a long time. And when I'm looking at news coverage these days from the major networks, the major newspapers in this country, I don't see news coverage anymore.
Right, right.
I see an agenda. I see reporters and journalists believing they are agents of change. And therefore, they write their stories not according to the facts, but according to a narrative, according to a philosophy, according to a worldview. And that is very dangerous, very, very dangerous. This is the kind of stuff that you see in China, where the newspapers are in sync with the government. We don't want that.
And that's what we've got right now.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, during the break, call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge right now.
My name's Rob, and I'm from Louisiana, and I've been listening to American Family Radio for about 10 years now. 2 years ago, my wife and I had a daughter named Madison, and Madison happened to have Down syndrome, and we had her for 7 months she had open heart surgery, and she didn't make it, and she passed away at 7 months old. And she was a blessing, and she was a joy to have. And I'm very grateful for the 7 months that we had with her, and she was perfect in our eyes. And I just am very thankful for the message and the ministries that support the pro-life movement and the pro-life message that American Family Radio promotes and supports. And my wife and I, just causes us a lot of pain and anguish to think that other people out there that maybe might find out they're having a special needs child or a child with certain disabilities would choose abortion. And if Madison's story, you know, can be told, and one person would decide not to do that and realize the tremendous blessing and joy that special needs children are, it would be a blessing to us. And I just thank American Family Radio every day for their message and their faithfulness to God and trying to do what's right and promote the things that are good and holy in this day and age.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Perhaps you have heard it, perhaps not. But even if you have heard it, it's worth repeating. The legend of the three trees. It goes like this. Once there were three trees in the forest near Jerusalem. They were baby trees, and they were discussing what they wanted to be when they grew up. One tree said that his desire when he grew up was to be made into a baby's cradle. The second tree expressed its desire. When I grow up, I want to be made into a mighty sailing vessel and explore the high seas. And then the third tree added that it wanted to be just what it was. I want to remain a tree and stay on the top of this hill and point people to God and His beauty and love. Well, the years came and went, and before long the trees were all grown up. The tree which wanted to be a cradle for a baby was cut down and made into a feeding trough. The second tree was cut down and made into a small fishing boat, which was used on the Sea of Galilee. And the third tree was cut down and made into a cross for use in a crucifixion. None of the three trees got what they wanted, it seemed. The trees learned a lesson which many grown-up humans often learn, and that is that the dreams we dream as children often don't come true in adulthood. How many of us have gotten what we wanted since we've grown up? Many a small girl has dreamed dreams of a Prince Charming rescuing her and her marrying Prince Charming and living happily ever after. And many a small boy has dreamed of becoming an important person as an adult and winning the praise of his fellow man. But let me finish the legend of the three trees. The one which was made into a feeding trough was used as a cradle for the baby Jesus. And the one which was made into a small fishing boat was used by the man Jesus to preach from. And the one which wanted to stand on the top of a hill and point people to God was used to crucify Jesus on. So it seems that each of the three trees received its wish. The only thing is that their wishes weren't fulfilled as they thought they would be. And how true to life this is. The little girl who never had her Prince Charming rescue her did fall in love with a fine young man who loved her devotedly throughout life. And the little boy who dreamed of becoming important wasn't known around the world, but to his wife and children, he was one of the most important people in all the world. Perhaps God is kinder to us than we often realize. Perhaps our childhood dreams come true more often than we think they do. We may not be able to get everything we want exactly like we want it in life, but this I believe. If we will set our sight on some high and noble goal and continue to pursue it throughout our life, there's a good chance we will reach it. For as the poet Wim Cooper once wrote, God moves in mysterious ways. his wonders to perform. So continue to pursue your high and noble dream. Who knows? It could come to you as it came to the three trees by slipping in the back door.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
Give me a heart like David, Lord, be mine if fails, so I can face my giants with confidence.
Romans 15:13 tells us because of our trust in God, we can face the world with confident hope. Back to Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
So I can face my giants.
And welcome, everybody, to the Lunch Bag Special here on The Awakening. This is Share-a-thon, and we're Fred Jackson and E.W. Jackson are having some fun. But what we're doing, of course, is very serious because, you know, I view this, Fred, as not just trying to help our network, but trying to save our country.
Amen.
That's really the way I see it. I think most of our listeners understand that we are trying to make a contribution to saving this great nation of ours. And so, folks, anything you give right now will get a $100 add-on. Anything. So take advantage of it while we're on The Awakening. You know, everybody, eat lunch with me. Okay?
That's right. There you go.
And we've also got some special gifts for those who sign up at $150
absolutely.
And $30 a month.
Hey, listen, this is a great opportunity. Add $100 to whatever you're going to pledge right now. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. All right, so you're a listener to Bishop Jackson every day at noon Central. You appreciate what Bishop Jackson is doing, the information he gives you, the perspective, the biblical perspective on what's going on in our world today. Now is the time to give. 877-616-2396. Now, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll receive the latest CD, Trivia Friday. Brother Tim gets together with a couple of guys every Friday, and the today's issue's time slot at 10 Central, and they have a great time talking about trivia things. And J.J. Jasper's there. You put Tim Wildman and J.J. Jasper together, and you're going to have a great time for an hour and a half.
Right.
Now, if you make it a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll not only get that CD, but also an 8-ounce bag of Trust Blueberry Cobbler. You like your coffee in the morning? Add some blueberry cobbler in there. We're going to give you an 8-ounce bag of that for that $30 gift, a monthly gift of $30 or more. So do it right now, folks. Now, 877-616-2396, or you can go to www.afr.net. That'll take you to our homepage, and that will give you the opportunity to make your donation. Adding $100 onto whatever you donate from now up until about 20 minutes. That's all you got, folks. It is a great, great deal. You know, I was on earlier with Brother Tim on today's issues, and I just found out for the first time where he just acquired a station in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
And
that's, it's a wonderful city.
That's exciting.
Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I'll tell you what, folks, this is one of the things God has allowed us to expand our footprint. And that is so important. By giving right now, you're helping others get the kind of programming that you appreciate. When you love to be part of putting another station on the air, Chattanooga, Tennessee, other places where God is opening the door for American Family Radio. For them, people who are not getting the gospel programs right now that you hear in American Family Radio, the talk shows, the encouragement that you get. There's so many great programs. It's and 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's quite often. We've had letters from prisoners.
Oh, yes.
You know,
yes.
And they get a radio into that prison cell. And what a blessing. And then they're asking for resources that we have, the AFA Journal, that they can share with other inmates. So they're getting saved while they're
Amen.
There. And many of them say, yeah, I deserve to be here, but I'm getting a blessing from you folks. It's changing my life. It'll change my life when I get out of here. So homeschool families, we hear testimonies from them all the time. Listen, folks, this is a tremendous resource. One thing I want to mention, too, I've been blessed to be here 24 years now.
Wow.
24 years since I left secular broadcasting. You know what hasn't changed in 24 years is our standard of truth. Mm-hmm. Because our standard of truth is God's word. And God doesn't change. God doesn't change.
Amen.
The society out there, the culture is changing dramatically. The things that Brother Dom was warning about 25, 30 years ago have come to pass. Brother Bishop Jackson, you know what's going on? The sexual revolution in this country? I mean, the debate and laws are having to be passed right now to keep men who claim to be girls out of girls' sports? I mean, if someone had said that 10 years ago, that we're even discussing that, or that we have to pass laws, they would have said never in America. But that's where we are.
That is exactly where we are. And here again, there needs to be a plumb line, doesn't there? There needs to be something that doesn't move to help people understand. Because, of course, I tell people, I have not changed. In fact, oh, my goodness. 30 years ago, I did a C-SPAN, Washington Week, and did a number of those old programs. I said, and we're going to try to get those and make those available to people so they'll see I haven't changed. Mm-hmm. But now I'm labeled.
Yeah.
You know, oh, he's a far right winger. Mm. But I don't think of myself as that. I think of myself as a Bible-believing Christian, which is what I was then. But you're right. The culture has shifted so much that now labels are applied to us. Well, look, they're applied to this network.
Yes.
And to all of us. Now, of course, I know everybody, Tim, and everybody else feels the same. I don't care. You know, I don't care because we're dealing with truth. As you said, we're dealing with truth. So, folks, we've got to preserve the truth. You know, the Bible teaches that the people who follow the Antichrist will do so because they did not have the love of the truth.
Yes.
You know, we're a network, and we see it in the programming that we do. This recent movie that we did on
In His Image,
mm-hmm. That we hate falsehood, but we love people.
Yes.
We love people. We love people who don't even agree with us. We still love them. Mm-hmm. But it's falsehood that we're fighting. And folks, if you want to be an upholder of truth, people ask me all the time, what can I do? What can I do? How can I participate? Here's one way. Helping us to keep doing what we're doing is an important way to participate. Look, I'm sure you're the same way. My wife and I give to things. We can't get fully engaged because we can't do everything. Mm-hmm. But we think, wow, you know, that's a great thing they're doing. Let's mm-hmm. give to it. Mm-hmm. And that's how we want people to understand what we do. This is not just a job. This is not just an organization. This is a ministry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you were talking earlier about the fact that, you know, people get the news. But where else can you get the news and get the spiritual encouragement and insight that you get with us? I mean, mm-hmm. because you're going to get the whole package, you know? Mm-hmm. And so folks, just call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge. Now you can go to afr.net as well. And don't forget the lunch bag special. We're counting down now. So we're down to only about, 18 minutes left for you to do this. And we want the awakening to stand tall, too,
amen.
among the programming for our listeners having contributed to what we're doing. So just give us a call at that number. Oh, and by the way, I want to mention, people don't know how funny Trivia Friday is.
Yes.
You've got, you know, you can fall out laughing at some
yes.
of the things that they say. So, folks, we're having a good time, but we're also doing a serious mission. So thank you all for your help. 877-616-2396.
My name is Carol, and I'm in Ohio. And I just wanted to say that there is one program I really, really like, and it's called Unshackled. There is some times that I do break down and cry when I hear some of those stories because they are so true. I was listening to another Christian station, and I was getting nothing out of it, and I switched over to your station, and I am so glad I did, because it is just uplifting to me, and so I'm learning a lot more about Christ. I do go to my Bible studies and everything, but I'm learning a lot more about Christ by listening to the station, and I just hope that it continues forever.
On behalf of our broadcast team at Family Talk, this is James Dobson. You know, we couldn't be more pleased to be part of American Family Radio's ministry. As you know, American Family Radio is in the midst of a share-a-thon to raise financial support. And it's that support from you and from so many others that will allow this station to continue offering ministry that's impacting not only you and your family, but this entire community. So give them a call today and let them know how much you appreciate what they're doing for the kingdom, and give as the Lord lays it on your heart. It will also be appreciated by all of us here at Family Talk. The Lord bless you and your family, and along with you, we anticipate wonderful days of blessing ahead.
My name is Jamie, and I listen to AFR from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and it has been truly an absolute godsend. I do not own any TV set whatsoever. The radio is my lifeline of spiritual nourishment. I absolutely thank God every single day that I can listen to it throughout the day. It is my spiritual manna from heaven. Thank you so very much.
Romans 15:13 tells us because of our trust in God, we can face the world with confident hope. It's Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio. So I can face my giants with
confidence. Hey, we got a lunch bag special going on right now.
Yes, indeed.
It's coming up to almost 1 o'clock Central Time, but you may be a late luncher in the Eastern Time Zone or early luncher as we've moved west across the country. Well, you know, have stations now, Bishop Jackson, in 31 states, I believe it is. God has been so good.
Oh, that's
so good to us. And thanks to our loyal listeners who are part of this mission. You know, our mission statement here at AFA says to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our country. And I tell you what, the moral foundations of our country are under attack right now. Psalm 11:3 says, if the foundations of a godly society are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I think we can answer that question by being faithful. At American Family Radio, our goal is to be faithful, number one, to God's Word. This is our mission. To be salt and light. And it's a wonderful opportunity to encourage you, our listeners, to be salt and light also. And that's what we do on a daily basis here, is to encourage. You are not alone out there. We know that you're part of this battle, folks. You're listening right now to my voice. You're part of this battle. And great programs like Bishop Jackson of the Awakening that you hear each day at 12:05 Central is part of the mission. Is to encourage you, to inform, equip, and activate you to strengthen the moral foundations of our country, to be involved. And one way you can be involved is during the share-a-thon period. And you come along and you support us financially. You know, it costs Bishop Jackson quite a bit to have almost 200 radio stations on the air. It's wow. A large network that we cover. So here's the opportunity right now, folks. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. I see our phone central is pretty busy, but there are a couple of people out there that need you to call right now and tell them Fred and Bishop Jackson said, call right now. Fred and Bishop Jackson said, I should call right now. So you tell them, 877-616-2396, and do not forget, whatever you pledge between now in the next 10 minutes, whatever you pledge, there'll be $100 added on to that. We have a generous donor that's making this possible. So whatever you pledge right now, and you may say, and sometimes I hear this, Bishop Jackson, well, I feel so bad because I can only give $20 or $25, whatever. Don't you feel bad.
Amen.
Whatever the Lord has laid on your heart. Now, it may be much more than that, but listen, plenty of evidence in Scripture, Bishop Jackson.
Yes, indeed.
God looks at the heart mm-hmm. of the giver, and I'm so glad for that.
Oh.
That he looks at the heart of the giver, and God can take $10, $15, $20, whatever the case may be, and he can multiply that. That's the business God is in. So Amen. Call right now, 877-616-2396, and see what God can do with your participation.
You know, Fred, that mission is so desperately needed today. So desperately needed today, because you're right, the moral foundations of our country are being completely undermined. And where do people look to find that solid, that, as Jesus said, that rock mm-hmm. upon which a life can be built? Well, there's only one place to look. It's the Word of God.
Amen.
And our network is rooted and grounded and founded on the truths of God's Word. Mm-hmm. So when people tune into us, they are tuning into a network that is committed to propagating God's Word. And by the way, you know, we have 330 million people in the United States of America. We got a whole lot more we could reach.
Yes.
I mean, we're not reaching nearly all of them. Mm. So we want to keep expanding. We want to keep growing.
Yes.
You know, you mentioned that we're not saying, well, we're satisfied. Yep, we've arrived. No, no, folks, no. We've got to reach more and more and more people, because guess what? The devil's certainly trying to reach more and more people.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, in everywhere you look, we see lies being propagated. We were talking earlier about the Georgia election and the utter lies. I mean, Jim Crow? Are you kidding me? And yet people say this stuff with a straight face, and we've got to be here to say, no, that's simply not true.
Mm-hmm.
Because here again, we're trying to bring the country together.
Yes.
We're trying to bring the country together around those foundational principles that you just mentioned, Psalm 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? We're trying to bring the country together around those foundations that will uphold us all, mm-hmm. regardless of the complexion of our skin, regardless of our national, of our ancestral background or whatever it might be. We want to bring people together as Americans, rooted and grounded in those Judeo-Christian principles and foundations. You know, I often say to people, Fred, you know, it's not just about us. Mm. It's about our children, our yes. grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. If Jesus tarries, what kind of country are we going to leave them?
Exactly.
I've thought of this verse when you read the mission. It's in the very beginning of Isaiah, and it's verse 9 of chapter 1, and it says, "Unless the Lord of hosts had left to us a very small remnant, we would have become like Sodom. We would have been made like Gomorrah."
Yeah.
And you know, I think of our network as part of that remnant.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the rest of the world is doing, we are here. And God says, because there's that remnant that is faithful, because there's that remnant that will hold fast to me, I will not allow America to become Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. And folks, people say, well, but you know, with the world is coming to an end, and then you know what's going to happen, and the Antichrist is coming. I say, true, but Psalm 2 says, ask me and I will give you nations. So I said, Lord, I only want one. And yeah. that's the United States of America. Help yeah. us to save that one, Lord. And yeah. you know, others may want other nations, but give me that one. Yeah. And I really believe God hears and answers our prayers and honors what we're doing. Because in many ways, let's face it, this network is an answer to Don Wildman's prayers mm-hmm. and to the prayers of many, many others. So folks, get involved. Oh my goodness, we're down to only 6 minutes. What we need you to do is call 877-616-2396. And remember, our lunch bag special, anything you give is going to have $100 added onto it. Now, let's just be clear about that. That means if all you can give is $10,
mm-hmm.
that becomes $110.
That's right.
So your gift, folks, mm-hmm. counts far beyond your own capability. Isn't that what God does? I mean, he multiplies and magnifies what we do out of the sincerity of our hearts.
I'm going through the Old Testament right now. I've been through 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. I'm into that right now. And I'm amazed as David is getting prepared for battle. He says, God, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to move now? Do you want me to hold? How do you... His dependence on God, and yes. that is the thrust of this ministry. We depend on God's truth. Now, you may say, well, what happened last November? What happened there, Bishop Jackson? What happened there, Fred? Well, you know what? We live in a world that there are Satan's forces out there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes God allows those sorts of things to happen to wake people up. Because there are, as Tim Wildman and Brother Don have said through the years, elections have consequences. And sometimes the devil's crowd has to be manifested and to be shown in power so that you can find out what their real agenda is.
Oh.
And are we ever finding that out in President Joe Biden's first 100 days? You're finding out what the agenda is, folks. We could talk about the southern border. And what's going on, the scandal, that's what's going on down there. We can talk about the sexual agenda of this administration, which is totally contrary to Scripture. We can talk about the lies and distortion about how they're spending money that we ain't got, quite frankly.
Oh.
Jeopardizing the future. You talk about our grandkids, our kids, our grandkids, what's going on. And so you're finding out, folks, that when you put folks in charge who aren't trusting God, but trusting in man's wisdom, what happens? What we're trusting in is God's wisdom. And what is victory? Victory is faithfulness, folks. That's what it is. Over and over and over again, it is about being faithful. This ministry, faithful to God's word. We have an opportunity right now. Listeners, you can be faithful in the mission that God has given American Family Radio. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You have 3 minutes, folks. 3 minutes to the top of the clock. $100 is going to be added on to whatever you get.
And you know, Fred, I just want to say this too. I praise God for this network. I really do. I'm just so grateful that we exist.
Amen.
And grateful that God has given us a country where he could put into the heart of a Don Wildman and he would make the sacrifices and go through the hardship and the mm-hmm. and the difficulties and the uncertainty, but believe that God had a mission for him and a vision. And here we are now. And I praise God for our listeners too,
mm-hmm.
because I say this and people may think I'm just blowing smoke at folks, but I think we just have some of the most inspired and intelligent and thoughtful listeners I've ever seen. And I've been involved in radio a long time, and I'm really grateful for them. And we want to just thank you all for your faithfulness to this network and for your support for it. So take advantage of this opportunity to express your gratitude for what God has done, because mm-hmm. ultimately you and I, Fred, are not taking credit. This is a God thing.
Oh, absolutely. And listen, Brother Don, Tim have often said too, we don't want you to redirect money that you give to your church. That has been one of the other principles. No. That's not what this is about at all. This is what God is laying on your heart. You believe that the American Family Radio has blessed you folks, and you want it to continue to be a blessing, not only to you, but to thousands of other people, not only in this country, but around the world.
Amen.
We have an app that takes our signal around the world. 877-616-2396. We got to run.
And remember,
there's much,
folks,
more Share-a-thon ahead.
We cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side.